This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you picture what will be?
So I don't like the Taliban. They're a backward Stone Age group of people. And as soon as Islam got mixed up with them, they've had no civilization since. But they can't be beaten because they won't submit. They'll turn and run from a big army because they're going to come back and fight another day. They're going to sneak up on you. We don't have to kill anybody. We just have to stop complying with the system. Like West Virginia hillbillies or Muslims that live in no-go zones all over Europe. We have to stop complying. There's a broken social contract. The government's been captured by a multinational consortium. Nancy Pelosi goes to all these parties not wearing masks and partying and everything else and says in the same state, California, you can't go out. They're monsters. I didn't get to it today. I'm going to get to it tomorrow. It's so comical. Hell, maybe play it now. The bizarre footage of Stephen Colbert dancing around like sexually with Senator Schumer and them making weird faces at each other. I told you Schumer helps write the show as they, you know, watch Afghanistan collapse. These are just a bunch of weird, twisted nerds who are in power and are just violating every basic canon of medical rights and free speech and privacy. And now Apple's announced that they're going to read all your messages and scan your photos because you might be a pedophile. Meanwhile, the CIA is supplying little boys to the Taliban, and the German government's been caught in every major city supplying children on purpose to pedophiles to create a new family system based on pedophilia. That's New Yorker magazine. We told you about it years ago. The exact case. So, yeah, go ahead and roll it with audio. This is Chucky Schumer with Stephen Colbert, who again goes to Martha's Vineyard and, you know, all the rest of it with Obama. These are a bunch of sick wannabe elitists who we've allowed to run our lives. Here it is. And it goes on. There's a longer video. I want the full video tomorrow. It's like 3 minutes long, and it's like Schumer coming up and dancing provocatively after two men or women together, a man and a woman. And it's all just this worship of their power over America while they run it into the ground. It's totally a completely satanic imagery. Can we show the Nancy Pelosi thing? Nancy Pelosi out there with hundreds and hundreds of people not wearing masks. Oh, but the servants are all wearing masks, which again, we have to all hold over. I guess we'll do it later. The servants, they all have to wear the mask because this is the sign of the social control that the underclass has to wear the mask, but nobody else has to wear the mask. And again, it's all BS, ladies and gentlemen. They don't follow the same rules that they have for us. Oh, and I love how the old liberal establishment hides behind, you know, how they're defending minorities. But the most white areas in New York and London and everywhere are the liberal areas. Because they're not liberals. These are the blue blood grandchildren of people that have stolen everything, that have all the media and all the stolen money at their fingertips, the white shoe boys, dominating, controlling society with the demonic crone Pelosi up there at the head of it. Yeah, this is the video. Tomorrow we'll show this. And there's one part where they get up to each other like in a snake dance. And again, this is a celebration of their dominance over all of us. What a bunch of uncool people, man. I've seen Gerald Celente dance. He dances great and sings good, too, plays music. I mean, these guys have no idea, but it's all them trying to act cool. Then you realize that Schumer obsesses over late-night comedy, secretly thinks he's a comic, and calls three of the shows telling him what to do, and they do it, and then it gets worse. Remember, he was the advisor and the controller of Anthony Weiner, who was his protege, that pedophile. So that's who these folks are. Gerald Celente takes over in T-minus 60 seconds. Please remember, New World Order's here. There's no doubt now. So people are waking up. So now is the time to share the articles, the videos, the films. I want to commend you all that are doing it. Please keep it up. You know who you are. We salute you. InfoWarsStore.com is where you get Vitamin Refusion back in stock, VasoBeats back in stock, and a bunch of other great products back in stock as well, like Pollen Block and Ultimate krill oil, the highest grade of krill, is also 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York, takes over in T-minus 60 seconds.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars, and I want to thank them all for what they do. We're in a very critical time. I've never been more worried in my life. They are robbing us. They have robbed us of our freedom, peace, and justice. None of these clown boys are talking about the Afghan war and how illegal it was, the lies that were told, and how I said the first cat out that the United States would lose. Alex was showing those videos of those little tight cats, man. Not a drop of boogie, not an ounce of jive. Tight, tight, little boys. Little boys that if you call them out man to man, can't say the language here, but they wouldn't know whether to urinate or move their bowels. That's right. Look at this. Let me tell you a Colbert story. A number of years ago, I'm probably going back to about 2000, and I'm going to guess 14, 2013. I'm out in front of my building over here with two of my guys, and they were on a cigarette break. And this guy comes by. He says, well, I'd love to see you. Wow, what a beautiful place you have. I'd love to come in. I said, I'm sorry, you can't. I said, it's private. It's our business. He goes, man, I'd love to come in. I said, I'm sorry, you can't. He said, please, let me come in. All right, I'll show you. So I give him a copy of the magazine, the Trends Journal. And I said, what do you do? He said, I work for Stephen Colbert. I said, oh, you do? I said, either him or that other guy that had that show before him, the other guy, called me a trend dwarf. It actually made the Financial Times for my forecasts. I said, you tell that little boy, and he's out in the streets. I said, you guys are really tough guys on the media. I said, you're a bunch of little boys, ballless little boys. You tell that little piece of crap to come up here and talk to me like that. Tell him to come to talk to me like that face to face. Yeah. Yeah, the other guy, John, what was his name? The other guy that had that talk show for so many years. John Stewart, yeah, that was the other one. It was one of those two. And this guy worked for both of them. Little boys of nothing. Little clown nothings. And they symbolize, like little Chucky Schumer, the idiots, the morons, the low-life scum that are in charge of our lives. Who's your favorite? You like Boris Johnson? No, 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 I know. You like little true dope. Another daddy's boy like Cuomo. Maybe little Georgie Bush. Another daddy's boy. Little daddy's boys. Let me tell you how they get to where they are. They suck up and bow down. That's right. They're not men. They're not women. They're not fighters. Look who is running and ruining our world. One creep after another. Nobody's telling everybody what to do. They had a protest the sixth week in a row over there in France. France 24 lies about lies, outright lies, disgusting prostitute, little lies by boys and girls to get paid to put out by their government whoremasters and their corporate pimps. You read the first paragraph of France 24, thousands marched. No, you're lying bastards and bitches. Those are legal words to use. Hundreds of thousands. And look in America. Oh, yeah, a couple of people took out to the streets in New York City to protest. New York City. You know how many turned out? Less than what I had at my rally in Kingston. That's right. California. Less than I had at my rally in Kingston. Just a couple of hundred. Where is the fight of America? Where has it gone? And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about freedom. Freedom that these little scum have robbed from us. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that are among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that I, little scumbag, your little scumbag Gavin is going to take away from you, my gruesome Newsome, another little daddy's boy, another boy born on third base, another boy that got there because of where daddy got him and all the rest. I'm a little piece of crap. I've been off sucking off the public tit my whole life. My name is Warren William Jr. Little scumbag de Blasio is going to give you a mandate and tell you what to do. Lock down the restaurants unless you have a vaccination pass. Can't go anywhere unless you've been vaccinated or tested. America? Where's the protests? Little Warren scumbag de Blasio. Wilhelm Jr., that's your name. You Nazi little freaking bastard. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? And it's all over the world. Where's the fight? Look at that scum. Look at that ballless little guy. You think he could face anybody off in a fight man to man? Oh, no, I got it, Wilhelm. Go into your no bullying zone. They got a freak over there in Australia. Can't make the name up. Hazard. Yeah. Hazard, the health minister. Another guy that's been sucking off the public tit, a politician, telling people what to do. This guy hasn't got more chins than Chinatown. One freak after another. Where's the fight? I just got back from Phoenix. Great Max Kaiser. What a blowout turnout on Bitcoin. Flying. Yeah, no fun. Morons and imbeciles telling us what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, due to laws, blah, 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 made up by crap heads and scum, when you're eating, you could take the mask off. When you're drinking, you could take the mask off. But put it back in between bites and in between sips because we're making this crap up and you'll swallow it. Just like you swallowed the crap spewing out of George Bush's mouth to go into Afghanistan, 88% of Americans, 76% followed him into Iraq. And now I'm telling you that you got to put on your mask in between bites and sips. Because that's the only time the virus comes out. When you're eating or sipping, no virus. But when you stop eating and sipping, put on the masks. They suck the joy out of life. Low life pieces of scum. Pelosi's, McConnell's, Graham's, little Chucky Schumer, no cojones, a little piece of scum. Telling us what to do in a country. I forgot little Gaston Macron over there in France. One piece of low-life crap and the people are taking it. The people are taking it. What are you, still in the first grade? I ran away from kindergarten. Anyway, we have to unite under one umbrella for freedom. Because if we don't, we are finished. Support InfoWars. We're going to be right back.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great being on the Alex Jones Show at InfoWars. And as I keep saying, do what you can to support InfoWars. Censorship is real. It's only going to get worse. You know, the banksters, the drug dealers, the big tech, and the military-industrial complex, they're running the world. There is nothing behind the scenes. It's right in front of us. You know them by their names. They're the J.P. Morgan Chase. They're the Gates. They're the Buffetts. They're the people that you see and know. There's nothing hidden here. Nothing Raytheon. There's nothing hidden here. Pfizer. They're drug dealers, banksters, big tech, the Zuckerbergs, the Dorseys, right? There's no big secret thing going on that we don't know about. It's in front of everybody's eyes. Call a spade a spade. You can't defeat this. What the hell's the matter with you? Where's your fight? Here I am, an old guy, fighting with every ounce of energy that I have. Where are the rest of the people? And again, I'm a peaceful man, but I'll attack the attacker. And all my rallies are about peace, freedom, and justice. Occupy peace, all right? Jesus Christ made a whip to drive the money changers out of the temple. Got it? He wasn't happy. He didn't go, oh, please, stop screwing over the people so terribly. Stop doing all these terrible things you're doing. Now, he fought. And I'm saying this has to be totally peaceful. Because if it's not, and even if it is, they're going to bring the agents provocateurs in. We can win. I think he bought that whip at Walmart's night. He made it. Anyway, and what happens? Poof! Has the Last Supper, and then he's on the cross. Yeah, for fighting the banksters. And I'm not making that story up. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Got it? The consent of the governed. Not your little piece of scum political crap. Who the hell do you think you are? Oh, I'll tell you who I am. I'm a low-life piece of scum crap that will do anything to get where I am and tell anybody what to do. And I get paid off that morons and imbeciles and low-life stupid pieces of crap think are campaign contributions. There's a guy that's been sucking off the public tit his entire life. At 30 years old, a senator. Never worked a day in his life. Like his little boys. That's right. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. That time has come. That time has come to abolish this. Where are our rights? I got to listen to drug dealers telling me what to do. Drug dealers. Again, not Big Pharma. Hey, how about those opiates, huh? You know, let's go through the whole long list. Look at those stupid ads on TV. With 30 seconds of them tell you how this stuff's going to kill you because no allotropic drug cures a chronic degenerative disease. Listening to them, our rights have been abolished. And to institute a new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such forms as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transparent causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object evidence, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, meaning we the people, to throw off such government. Okay? Declaration of Independence. I didn't write this. We have lost our independence. You got little pieces of scum declaring, wear the mask. Wear the mask. And don't forget, when you masturbate, sanitize your hands. Oh, and sanitize everything that you touch, even though the chances of getting anything are 1 in 10,000. And these masks do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection, but I am your governor! I'm your mayor! I'm a school official! I'm some piece of crap! I'll tell you what to do, and you will do it! Bend over, bend over! You're an American! You're a Frenchman! You're an Australian! Look at these tough Australian cops, boy, aren't they? Look at the scum that they are! Yep. Not the Kingston police. They're real men over here and women. Look at this. Look at the fines. $5,000 more to stay in the house. Oh, here we go. More mandates in Australia. 986 people died out of a population of 25 million over the course of 17 months and only 76 people died this year. Look at them. Look how tough these little boys are. Freedom, dead, gone. And it's going to get worse because when winter comes, oh, watch out, watch out. Variant number 69. That's right. It's going to get worse if we don't unite. We have to unite under one umbrella. United we stand, divided we fall. This is about peace and justice. And it's about supporting InfoWars. Do what you can. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the great products they have. And, of course, the Trends Journal. History before it happens. We'll be right back.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex, get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, we're back, we're back. As I said, united we stand, divided we fall. InfoWars is doing everything they can to unite the people for freedom and peace and justice as we are. So we can't do it without money. Again, it's no big secret. The people with money are in control. The billionaires got $8 trillion richer, while everybody else got poorer when they started the COVID war. And as I said, this COVID war, if it keeps going, we're going to go into World War III. When all else fails, they take you to war. Economies are going to collapse. You can't go with all these passports and all these other things Tourism is dead. It's dead. I just, Jane, my executive assistant, went to the Bronx Zoo over the weekend. Parking lot was empty. Parking lot, I grew up right near the Bronx Zoo, by the way. And anyway, empty. Streets are dead. At night, 9 o'clock, streets are dead. They suck the joy and beauty out of our lives. And to bring it back, we have to unite. And one of the ways you unite is we have to come together. We come together by supporting each other. And so support InfoWars, they have great sales going on that you really need to take advantage of. And one of them is VasoBeat. They got 50% off. And from InfoWars Life, it's a beetroot. It's a base supplement. And it's created to provide you with all the benefits of this nutrient defense ingredient in one easy dose at an incredible, again, 50% off. And you need to build up your immune system now. And beetroot refers to the vegetable beets. You know, it's a hearty root vegetable based for hundreds of years in natural medicine for its nitrogen-based benefits. And it delivers 1% of nitrogen for over 25 milligrams of nitrogen per serving. So this heart-healthy nitrates and healthy antioxidants in each formula, this is what you need to support your body and your mind, and you really need them now. You have to build up your immune system. So it's a non-GMO, gluten-free formula with no sulfates or sulfites. VasoBeet is the most concentrated liquid extract of beet on the market. Liquid extract uses only water and no dangerous chemicals to provide you the naturally occurring potassium, folate, phosphorus, beta carotene, chlorine, vitamin C, and more. And you need that vitamin C and more. So with concentrated beet extract, you get the high levels of nitrates and antioxidants to provide a number of supportive health benefits, including, very important, help support a healthy liver, athletic performance, healthy blood vessels, cardiovascular and health, heart health support. And it helps support the body's natural nitric oxide production. So grab a bottle of VasoBeat, 50% off today, and also experience the true potential of nature's bounty by supporting the InfoWar for a true 360 win. You know, where I am up here in Kingston, they call this the Borscht Belt back in the old days. This is where the comedians used to go. All the big acts up in Grossinger's and Brown. Most people are too young to remember that stuff, like Jerry Lewis and all these people. But this is the area. So the Borscht Belt, it was about beets. You can't beat that. As I said, this is bigger than America, what's going down. It's global. Look what's going on in Australia. You saw the protests over the weekend. This is how it was reported.
Australia now, where an anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne has turned violent. Police arrested demonstrators and used pepper spray as hundreds of people took to the streets. Protesters say the lockdown is authoritarian and a way to deflect criticism of a vaccination program that has fallen far behind those of other countries.
Anger boils over in Melbourne. These protesters want their freedoms back. The city is in its sixth lockdown. Now the restrictions have been extended to the entire state. Frustration is also mounting in Sydney. Despite being more or less shut down for 8 weeks, the majority of Australia's coronavirus cases are being recorded there. The health minister issued a stern warning.
There is no time now to be selfish. It's time to think of the broader community and your families. If you are actually spreading the virus, you could be responsible for people's deaths.
Sydney, all right, Australia's largest...
Listen to that. Look at that little clown. Look at that sloppy little health minister. Look at this guy. Hazard. That's his name. Look at this. This clown shooting off his blubbery fat mouth,
spewing out the crap. It's time to think on the broader community and your families. If you are spreading the virus, you can become responsible for people's deaths. Hey, fat boy. Hey, fat sloppy chin boy. Hey, you little moronic creep. If everybody got vaccinated and they're wearing masks like you, you're safe. So, for those people that choose not to get vaccinated, that choose not to get wear masks, they're responsible for their own lives. So you're not killing anybody. But that's an important line. Because as I said, this keeps going. It's going to be World War III. Think about it. If you are spreading the virus, you can be responsible for people's deaths. Therefore, you must get on the train to Auschwitz. You are endangering other people's lives. Oh, and the cowards will get on and they'll fight for a window seat on the train to Auschwitz. By the way, that's the cover of our transjournalism. The new one's coming out tomorrow. Here it is. Welcome to Auschwitz. The inoculation proclamation. This fat pig, that blubbery chin freak, Hazard, you're a hazard to society. This is what they're going to do. It can't be clearer than that. Here's the numbers. 984 dead in Australia. 74 deaths this year out of 25 million people. And the average age is 81 years old. And look at these tough pieces of scum crap cops. COVID crap cops. You should be in Auschwitz. You should be a Nuremberg trial for these people. Look at this. For not wearing a mask. For leaving your house. Hey, don't be. The chances of catching the virus outside without wearing a mask are less than 1% according to the data. But we'll forget the data. I'm telling you, if we don't unite, it's finished. I'm very upset. I'm a visionary. I see where things are going. Yeah, these are my books. Trends 2000, Trend Tracking. Blah, 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 the Trends Journal, been at it a lot of years, put my track record up against anybody's. I see where this is going. If we don't stop this in a big move for freedom, we're finished. Finito. So listen, do what you can to support InfoWars. Support us with the Trends Journal. We're fighting. We're going to have more rallies, more. Oh, and I'm going to be speaking at Ron Paul's conference on September 4th in Washington, D.C., It's sold out. And I'm very honored. I'm honored. I'm on the page of Ron Paul. I'm on the page of RFK Jr. I'm on the page of Alex Jones. I am on the page of freedom, peace, and justice. And you better get on the page, too. You better put your money where your heart and mouth is, because if you don't, it's over.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on InfoWars. Look, again, this thing's going down big and hard. If it's this bad in the summer, it's going to be much worse in the winter when they impose more restrictions. Even the so-called New Age is dead. It's dead. New Age places like Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, not far from me over here. Yeah, Esalen over there in California, from coast to coast. New Age. Oh, yeah, all about natural healing. Oh, and don't get upset. Oh, we're of a high level. You're just a low-life piece of garbage. You have to listen to us. If you're not vaccinated, you can't come here. That's right. New Age has gone establishment. No vax. What New Age? Save your crap. Save your arrogant crap. Oh, we have to do it because the government is making us. Heil Hitler! March to Mussolini, salute to Stalin, save your crap. You're not New Age. your death age, forcing people to get vaccinated. So I'm flying back first class. I began flying first class in 1974 when I was a government affairs specialist before I became the number two guy of the major trade association. I used to roll down a roast. Would you like roast or lobster thermidor? Now you get a wrapped up crappy sandwich in plastic. A little two bags of nuts and everything's in plastic. Plastic. Oh, I love drinking wine out of plastic. Taking all that plastic crap off my food. Oh, yeah, but the virus will kill you. All this other crap's not going to kill you. Anyway, this guy comes in, sits next to me, puts on a mask with double thing on the back. After they put the food out, we start talking. He's a doctor. You know what he ordered to drink? You know, this Sunday, I ordered a Bloody Mary, you know. He ordered a Diet Coke. We get a Diet Coke. I'm looking at this guy, an older guy, like, you know, a little younger than me. I'm saying, what kind of moron would be drinking this crap? Turns out he's a doctor. A doctor. And then we start talking about the virus and how important it is to get vaccinated. And I was very polite, just asking questions. So I said to him, you know, I said, I hear the efficacy rate of the vaccinations is down to 39%. And he said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's not true. I said, yeah, it came down from 96%. Now it's 39%. And because, you know, I'm flying, this is what I do. I underline all these stories, you know, there's tons of them. As it goes to the writers, I underline the salient points. And I pick out my file from my, and I show them this from the toilet paper record, the New York Times. Here we go. And among the fully inoculated, Israeli scientists have found growing evidence of waning immunity, particularly among older population. Data published by Israel's Ministry of Health suggested that the Pfizer shot was just 39% of that effective against preventing infection in a country in late June and early July, compared with 95% from January to early April. All right? And yet they're telling us to get vaccinated. And now they're going through the third shot. And now today the FDA officially approved it. Oh, yeah, like all the other officially approved ones they have. And again, it's not a revolving door. It's one big club. There you go. Breakthrough infections are now 30% of all new COVID cases amid Delta surge. Then you had what happened in Provincetown, Massachusetts back in July. 76% of the people that got the virus the second time, got the virus, were fully vaccinated. And they almost had what they called herd immunity that doesn't exist, and we've been writing about that. They're making it up. We said back in April that they were going to require yearly shots, and now you're having it. They've sucked the joy out of life. Businesses are going to go down. We're going to go into the worst recession beyond the belief of anything. There you go. I'm not making this up. You have fewer required hospitalization. That's the BS line they throw in as they keep doing. I got a story here. I wanted to show you the BS that they spew out is about, a year and a half after Sweden decided not to lock down, its COVID-19 death rate is up to 10 times higher than its neighbors. This is from Business Insider. Cases, huh? Shove the cases up you know what.
because we know that the PCR tests are inaccurate. The cases don't mean anything. You can get it and not even know you have it. And then the people I know, one of the guys who works with us got it. I had a worse flu, you know, many times. Been in bed for 2 weeks. How about deaths? How about the deaths per 100,000 in Sweden compared to France, compared to Italy, compared to Belgium, compared to Portugal, compared to Spain? How about that, Business Insider? Business Insider, that's right. You're inside the crap hole, spewing out the crap. How about the death rate? No, we won't talk about that, Salenti. We're here to sell fear and hysteria. You want to see curse words? Here's one for you. Colorado leaders urge school districts to require masks. The trends are troubling. Hey, craphead, you're going to talk to me about trends? I'll tell you what a profanity is. I'll tell you profanity. Calling some little piece of crap a leader. You know who follows them? The people that will lead, they'll lead them into the toilet. That's right. You're a leader. You're going to tell me about trends? You're going to tell me about mask wearing? I put out an international magazine with all facts. I know how ineffective they are. I know the data. That's right. It's right here. Worthless. And you're freaking out these little kids. So today the markets are up. Yeah. Leader. Look at these little leaders. Little leader of nothing. And I know these morons behind them have given them the hand signals over there when they're talking. We're paying for these people behind them going as they're talking. Yeah. How about putting the words down below? What are we paying this crap for? It's a whole freak show. The markets are up. Oil took a big hit last week. It's coming back a little bit. Gold is going back up. Bitcoin, if it breaks over the numbers that we have in the Trends Journal, this thing's going to go into the hundreds of thousands. It could well go. Because this thing is going to be a freak show. It already is. And people are going to be looking for safe haven assets as they pump more cheap money into the system. The economy is going to go down. It's going to go down. Again, Max Keiser's a top on this, as are others. And I was there. This guy knows what he's talking about. And we nailed it perfectly. We said when it would go up. We said when it was going to go down. And gold's on the rise. Because the markets are going to crash. And if we don't stop it, it's going to be World War III. When all else fails, they take you to war like little Georgie Bush took us to war after the dot-com bust. People forget that. We're in a recession. Yep. His popularity rating soared. 88% of the morons believed his crap. So support InfoWars. Do what you can. Support the Trends Journal and occupy peace. Because if we don't occupy peace, the Third World War will be the one that Einstein warned us about. He said, I don't know what weapons they'll use in Third World War, but they'll be using sticks and stones to fight the Fourth. So tomorrow your new Trends Journal is coming out. Stay tuned to InfoWars. Bring peace and justice back to America.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.